Hello, Pikels. This is Craig. May I help you, please?
Hey, Craig. It's Joel from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you.
Good. Do you remember you were talking to me a while back?
I do.
Okay. Is your good? Some people forget. That's why. Have you had is your computer all fixed now?
Not well. It's working, but it's still got. Well, still doing some things with it, but we're functioning. Yeah.
Did you guys ever catch who did that ransom on you guys?
No, we didn't. But we broke off our relationship with the people who were supposed to be maintaining them for us. So,
right, yeah, obviously didn't do their job.
Got somebody else doing it now. So,
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you told me to give you a call back later on this year to see if if you have any equipment financing or working capital needs. I think last time we spoke, you had some things you wanted to pay off.
Yeah, I've got some debt I'm trying to pay off, and some credit card debt I'd like to refinance. And I don't know, I've tried with my credit union,
Yeah.
And hang on here a second. I'm trying to.
Sure.
I'm trying to log in on something here, and it's screwed up here.
Okay.
I'm right in the middle of something. Forgive me.
No worries.
Let's try this. Maybe it'll. There, that took. Anyway, it seems like we're showing a profit. We showed a reasonable profit last year. We're showing about double that profit this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't show a lot of income myself personally,
okay,
because of the way I structure things here.
Mm-hmm.
And so the times I've tried to apply to do this.
Yeah.
They keep saying, well, you've got too much credit card debt, and your debt-to-income ratio is not as good as it should be.
Mm.
So I can't get anything done. And it's like I'm just stuck.
Okay.
And so I don't know what I'm going to do. But this year I'll probably show a little better. I just found out I have to take minimum $10,000-some dollars out of my IRA this year, minimum required distribution. So I guess that's going to show more income. But
Why do you have to take it out?
Because I'm 70 and a half now.
Oh, okay. So, I get it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's just one of
still
the
working.
Funds
I've
got. Yeah.
You're not going to retire anytime soon?
Well, I just spent a week in Washington, Oregon, and
okay.
I plan on being pretty much retired, but I'm going to help a little bit with my son here, turning it over to him gradually.
I see.
But
okay.
I'd like to get that debt restructured because I'm looking at... got it open right here. In fact, it's one of the things I just haven't completely reconstructed is my, I have a credit card tracking workbook I keep looking, I have, so I have, let's see, looks like five personal credit cards and four business cards.
Okay.
And that's all business debt, really. But
okay.
We got them mixed up, three or 4 years ago when we encouraged
which everyone did, they mixed, yeah, a lot of customers did that.
No, anyway, so I've got a total of about $91,000, $92,000 of debt. I'm paying a minimum payments that looks like they're approximately $3,044 a month.
$3,000 a month, okay.
And we've been probably, from what I can see, like, here's a minimum payment of $521, we paid $600. Here's one that's $140, we paid $400. Here's one that's $284, we paid $400. One that was $585, we paid $700.
Okay.
Another one that's $205, we paid $500. So we're paying about $1,200 to $1,500 every month off more than we owe.
Okay.
But the rates I'm looking at here on these cards are the lowest one's 7.24. One is 14.49, one is 14.15, one's 11.9%.
Okay.
And I have some that are higher than that, but I like one is only $44 on a card that's 16%, and one that's we have this Amazon one we use when we make purchases on Amazon. We never owe any balance on that, but it's 22.4%.
Wow, that's pretty high.
But I mean, that's just something we have on. I don't know why I got that. I guess I got a discount.
Yeah.
For having that, I can use
that's
any credit card I
me.
Want on Amazon. But
anyway. Yeah, I mean, I have a Target card, and I only use it for Target, so you get discounts for, you know, whatever you buy.
Yeah, but also I think when you have a card like that, you know, when you have extra cards, it counts against your credit score, and I don't know how all that works out.
So, first off, how long have you been paying off these credit card debt? What's like the oldest one that you have?
Well,
right
I've
now
never missed a payment on them. I've never missed a payment on them. 3 or 4 years at least.
Three or four, wow, it's a long time.
Maybe longer, you know. So I know I'm wasting a lot of money every month.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking for somebody to kind of help me out with it. But I, you know, when I look back at my life, I've had 3 or 4 or 5 different home loans, refinanced my home. I only have the one home that I've lived in all my life. Mm-hmm. I'm not moving around. I raised 6 kids. I have 17 grandkids.
Oh, wow.
Married for 46 years. I'm solid.
Yeah.
You know?
The only thing holding you back right now is
I've never declared bankruptcy. I've never defaulted on a loan. I don't think I've ever missed a payment unless I was sick or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just, and then you say, you know, they tell me I've got a 6-something Discover card, which I have a balance of $14,000 on it, 14.49%. They send me a bill every month that says my FICO score is around 720 somewhere on average.
But when I
go and look at those 3 credit bureaus, they're saying my score is like 630 or something like that. And I don't know why that. The only thing they say when you look at it is too much credit card debt.
Okay. So to give you a little insight, how credit card debt affects your credit score is if you use more than 50% of what is available. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's just say, for example, right now you have $91,000 in credit card debt, right? So 2 times of that, you're looking at $180,000. So if your 91 is only 50% of what is your available credit, then it hurts your credit a bit, but it shouldn't hurt it too bad.
Well, see, I can tell you my total line of credit on those credit cards is $117,650. So I only have $25,856 left of buying power. So, yeah, I'm well over 50%. So that's probably what's causing it. You know?
Yeah, that's what's causing your credit score to be so low.
So I'll tell anybody, I'll get rid of the credit cards. I may have to keep one.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of things you do online, you have to have a credit card.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Hey, listen, I got to take this call. My son called earlier, and he's in Utah. So hang on, Ben. Maybe give me a call back a little later today or in the morning. We'll talk some more.
Okay, sure. I'll call you back in an hour just to see if you're available. If not, I'll call you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye.